There's a gross imbalance. It's a David and Goliath situation, and I want to see more funding going into rural transport to make sure that we have sustainable rural transport facilities into the future.
Now, the argument is going to be that this is all a matter of scale, and TransLink is carrying thousands upon thousands of people. Rural transport initiatives, although vital by their very nature, are catering for far, far fewer numbers.
Well, I do accept, all right, that, you know, it's not as comprehensive a service as TransLink have and Ulster Bus have, because they have intercity bus routes, urban, and they also then have rural transport services between medium-sized towns and villages. But we have to have other transport facilities, particularly for the elderly.
Is enough use being made of the opportunities from Europe for such funding?
That's another issue that has cropped up at the Regional Development Committee. We do need more funding from Europe relating to rural transport facilities and other rural services. But I think, Donal, it's important to recognise the bottom-up approach that has happened. The rural transport services that we currently have by the voluntary and community sector, for example, Oma, Strabane and Derry have a scheme called EasyLink. That's been very effective and very beneficial to those groups that need that flexible transport. Hopefully going forward, there will be more sustainable funding put into rural transport facilities, which hopefully will include some EU support funding.